A very warm welcome to this podcast focused on Algeria and its difficult transition. My name is Reski Daoud. I am the lead analyst at Mea Risk LLC, and I'm also the editor of the North Africa Journal. Today is the 18th of June 2019. So the deconstruction of the Algerian regime of the past two decades is underway. At least the public figures who were tasked to administer the country for more than 20 years are now being investigated by judicial authorities that appear to be rejuvenated, but clearly too fast. The arrests under detention warrant rules of two former prime ministers, namely Ahmedou Yahia and Abdelmalek Sellal, as well as many other senior political and business figures, did not come as a surprise. The arrests are just clearly an extension of the earlier arrests of the brother of the now ousted president Bouteflika and the two most senior intelligence chiefs, namely General Toufik Mendien and Bachir Tartaghi. The three were allegedly plotting to save the Bouteflika system by reportedly illegally planning the formation of a future presidential system that would have replaced that of Abdelaziz Bouteflika and would have, if I may use this expression, would have saved the furniture, so to speak. But pressure from the street has forced the army command to get involved, in particular after its chief, General Gaid Salah, was threatened to be dismissed by a plot from the trio that I just mentioned. Gaid Salah sent, in fact, several public warnings to the three men and others who were with them, but eventually he had to resort to arresting them. Apparently they really didn't stop plotting. You have to know that the three men who are in a military prison nowadays were not only central to the bankrupt Algerian regime of cronyism and outright terror, but they are ultimately the ones who built a nationwide bureaucratic and support system that kept Algeria completely locked down. They created a system that the Moroccans called El Makhzen when they described their own system of cronyism. In Algeria, they put that system at the mercy of oligarch friends who carved out Algeria as a huge cake just for them to eat, and handsomely rewarding their facilitators. The central administration, including the justice and police authorities, were in the hands of their men, from ex-prime minister Yahia Sellal to the minister of justice Louh, to former prime minister Bedoui, to the current prime minister Bedoui, who was back then interior minister, and dozens of others who now face justice, and others like Bedoui are still in power. Now, below that level, they created provincial and local authorities that gave allegiance and loyalty to them and them only. All bureaucracies from there on were built to essentially constrain any social and economic improvement for the population, but in fact, they were also used to keep the simple folks busy with paperwork, red tape, corruption at all levels. Now, with the Algerian people taken to the streets since the 22nd of February, the system clearly lost its balance. No one predicted the intensity of the public outcry, the public response to wanting to impose Bouteflika for a fifth term. At Mea Risk, we knew that 2019 was going to be a major year for Algeria, specifically because the country's leaders, chief of whom was Prime Minister Yahia, promised the removal of subsidies as the country was about to lose all of its foreign currency reserves. All of that was taking place inside a very complex, broken economy in. And on top of this, it was going to take place in an election year. 2 to 3 years ago, it was easy for analysts to warn that something will happen in 2019, but not the magnitude. Everyone thought the people were just afraid of expressing themselves with that degree of passion, and obviously we were wrong. Now the Pandora's box is open, and putting the genie back in the bottle is just impossible. In a moment of panic, the Bouteflika system collapsed, and the military had no other option but to be part of the cleanup process, at least for now. The rest we know. Those who could inflict the hardest damage were picked up first. Think of the three men I mentioned earlier, Said Bouteflika and the two generals. Then the focus was on the oligarchs who were handled by lower courts. Their incarceration was important because they controlled billions of dollars and could wreak havoc if they were not contained. It is true that their arrest is very much hurting the economy, as their companies are essentially frozen. Thousands of workers and projects are clearly idled, and that does not help the country. But it is likely that the transition will require a painful period no matter what. Now, the next phase was to go after the top former political leaders. After arresting oligarchs, after putting behind bars the top three ringleaders, so to speak, this the next phase, and that is to go after former political leaders. But the problem is that the lower courts are legally not able to touch them. Only the Supreme Court could do so. As all in other administrations, however, the Supreme Court was also controlled by operatives appointed by the Bouteflika regime. They were loyal to their masters in the Bouteflika administration, including Saïd Bouteflika. They would not only not touch the former bosses, as they themselves were likely involved in corruption cases. Therefore, the next steps for the military was eventually to clean up the Supreme Court, and last week we saw the dismissal of Abdullah Malik as the Advocate General of the Supreme Court, and the appointment of younger magistrates there, including a first president of the Supreme Court, a new attorney general within the Supreme Court, and a new human resources in charge. The Ministry of Justice was not spared and also saw a substantial purge with the replacement of the Inspector General, the head of the Judicial and Legal Issues Department, as well as a new president of the Algiers Court, and so on and so forth. Now, immediately after these appointments, former Prime Minister Ouyahia and Sellal were sent to prison on a slew of corruption charges pending their trial. Now, it's very much tempting to give all credit to General Gaid Saleh, who promised to clean up and drain the swamp, to borrow an expression by the current US president. In one of his earlier speeches, he simply said that the army had damning files against senior officials and it planned to share them with the judicial system. So it did, after the judicial system was reshuffled and cleaned up. All the recent arrests were probably driven by the military command and its files. But the question is, where are we going now? What are the intentions of the military commands going forward? Will it abide by the public demand for a wholesale change to the system, or will it come up with something different? Clearly, these are very difficult questions, but needless to say, the military command is under enormous pressure. On the one hand, there are the Algerian people who are absolutely determined to see the fall of the House of Cards, that is, this terrible regime. Then, obviously, there are the internal divisions within the command itself. It would be very naive to believe that all top generals are speaking the same language. Although General Gaid Salih may be the voice and the face of those generals, many have their own agendas, and several of them, we would assume, may have been part of the Algerian Makhzen and may not like the sudden collapse of the system, largely because they may have been involved themselves. Then there are foreign interests. There is no doubt that the calls for democracy and the rule of law in Algeria are not endorsed by the likes of the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and Egypt, to say the least. Any rise in democracy in Algeria is a direct threat to the monarchies of the Gulf and to the Egyptian generals who are cracking down already on the Libyans and the Sudanese. The French obviously have their own agenda. A politically and economically independent Algeria can become a problem for the French image of a power in control of the region. All these regional players and more will do whatever it takes to stop the Algerian people from regaining their dignity and some level of control of their own destiny. Truth, though, is that for the Algerian people, everything that happened since the 22nd of February is absolutely earth-shaking. Let's think about it. In less than 4 months, the good people of Algeria have managed to end the Bouteflika fifth term rerun charade. They ended the military's attempt to run an election, a hasty election on 4th of July. They put the country's most powerful businessmen in jail. They forced the new judicial system to imprison not one, but two prime ministers, an unprecedented event in the country's history. They are cleaning up the mess without one single bullet fired. In many of the protests that we saw since then, as many as 22 million people took to the streets simultaneously. And frankly, if the Guinness World Records officials failed to put that in their book, then something is wrong with them. 22 million is our best estimate. And we know no other nation in history did that kind of event. It is tempting to analyze the ongoing events taking place in Algeria as a pure and sort of simple story of clan warfare, a regime in disarray, foreign meddling, etc. All of that may be true, but none of it would have happened if the Algerian people did not force them to happen. This is clearly a major historical event that will be forever remembered for the new generations of Algerians, and even the older one, as an event as important as Algeria's independence from France in 1962. So, the question now is, what's ahead for Algeria? Despite the hope of what's coming in the long term, the biggest problem for Algeria today is its military command. Not its military, not its army, these are professional guys doing the best they can to secure the country, but the military command. The generals in power are struggling to find a reasonable exit out of the crisis. The proof of that is that General Gaid Salih is reported to be changing his aides every 2 to 3 weeks or so. In one speech, he appears reconciliatory and going along with the public demands. In the next speech, he appears intransigent and outright dictatorial. These speeches, obviously written by different people with different agendas, are hints, clear hints, of deep divisions within the clan of, let's say, 20 or so generals who control the military command. From the get-go, and since 22nd February 2019, this phase was always predicted by analysts and politicians to be the hardest part in Algeria's transition. Everyone knew that ousting Bouteflika and some of his cronies would be more or less the easiest part. Not easy, but the easiest part. But what came after that would be an intense struggle, and we're seeing it. We're seeing it now. There is a great sense of uncertainty that is fueling tension and stress in the country. Algerian political commentators and opposition figures, mostly siding with the protest movement, are in panic mode these days. The general stalling and delaying tactics are considered as, for them, are considered as proof that the dreadful system of corruption is still trying to drain the energy of the protest movement to regroup and reimpose itself. Then there is also, and equally dangerously, the fate of the economy, which, let's be frank, is simply collapsing with major risk of social explosion in the coming months if nothing is fixed. Until the generals agree to let the people get their way, at least substantially, Algeria has definitely headed towards a disastrous crash. And with that, thank you for listening.